Hello again, I'm Drew Wilder, and we are talking all about business. It's Business Talk, Straight Talk. We're talking with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, who's been helping businesses throughout Connecticut for 50 years. That's right, 50 years, helping businesses with taxes, insurance, real estate asset protection, and business succession, even personnel problems. And Stan, welcome to our show.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. All about business, and whether you're a businessman, businesswoman, this is your show. Whether you're a consumer, which I assume you are, it all affects you in the end. And today we have Rich Conway from Connecticut Website Company talking about internet and business and social media and business. So how did you think of this idea, Stan, having Rich in?
Well, the internet is the wild, wild west. And it's getting worse rather than getting better. And we constantly are talking about marketing, how to get new clients. So I thought we should start talking to our folks about how do you navigate through the internet to market your business, to protect yourself, and to enjoy it. Because it almost seems inevitable that there's going to be regulation of the internet. I don't know how, when, or where, but I couldn't think of anybody better to talk about this than Rich Conway. Now, Rich is also an experienced radio man, just like Drew. I'm sort of the fifth wheel, if you will, in the
seldom imitated, never duplicated.
We have to ask them based on their experience a couple of very important questions. I'll start with the easy.
Okay,
Drew.
Go to the head
Rich?
Of the. Go to the head
sounds
of the mic.
Good. You're giving ready? Me way too much credit, but I appreciate it.
Are we ready? What is Dolly Parton's real name?
I'm more interested in knowing what size they are.
Can I look it up on Google?
No.
No. Okay. I have Dolly Partonomisky.
I don't know.
Dolly Parton. That was her real name when she was born.
Trick question.
Okay. How tall is she?
I would say she's 5'1".
Yeah, I would say short. Well, Rich says 5'1", so I will say 5'1.5".
She's the only person I'm taller than.
Yeah.
Well, with her hair down, she is 4'11".
Wow, 4'11".
Okay, so that was the easy one.
Okay.
Here's
is that
my...
why she had the hit, Here You Come Again, just so you would be able to see her? Okay. Well, anyway, bad joke.
Okay. Second question before we get in there. Okay. Who is Tom Jackson?
Tom Jackson.
I'm sure somebody is yelling at the radio right now.
Yeah. I have no idea. Mr. and Mrs. Jackson's son.
The year is 1964. He's been trying to make it in the music industry, and he recorded a song that really didn't go anywhere, and it was found 2 years later by a dance club promoter. Back then we had a lot of dance clubs, and he started playing it, and all of a sudden people went crazy. This song is fantastic. So a DJ in the area got a copy of it and started playing it on his station. Well, now all the stations in Greater Pittsburgh were playing the song. So they called the guy whose band had kind of fallen apart and said, hey, you got to re-record this song. So he said, okay. And they got a record label to back it. And he changed his name to Tommy James.
Oh, really?
And the Shondells.
Wow.
And he had no Shondells left because they had all split, so he had to go find some new people. And lastly, what was the song that made him famous?
Moni, right?
Was it Moni Moni? Crimson and Clover.
That was two. No?
Nope.
The song.
I think we're alone now.
The song that started it all is My Baby Does the Hanky Panky.
That was the first hit. Really?
That was the one that was that resurrected the group, got it out there, and was thanks to a DJ and a dance club promoter that it started. So he's still active today, still recording. And it's so funny when he talks about it because he says in 1966, when we went on the road, I got bought a station wagon just like the one you see in Lampoon's Vacation.
Right.
With Chevy Chase. We got this big stationary wagon, got a U-Haul. We had to load all of our equipment into the station wagon and the trailer.
Yep.
And we traveled cross country. And back then we had no rodeo hands. So we had to set up all the equipment by ourselves.
Wow.
And we performed 7 nights a week.
Is that right? That was 57 years ago. That's hard to believe.
That's right.
And now he could probably cover as much territory by just putting up a video on YouTube, and all those speakers they had to haul around are probably about, a tenth of the size.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that amazing?
Times have changed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be embedded in our brain in another 20 years or 57 years before.
Okay, then. Rich. So how do we navigate through here? I'm a small business guy. I don't have a website. I mean, how do I do one? Who do I call? What should we do?
Yeah, first off, people put a lot of emphasis on their website, and they put too much emphasis on the internet. The internet's only part of what you do for a business. I mean, not everything is the internet. You still have, a lot of people don't understand that radio is still extremely relevant, mm-hmm. as people are listening right now. Mm-hmm. Mail is still relevant. TV is still relevant. So don't put all your eggs in the internet. I mean, if you watch TV or you listen to the radio, you still hear a lot of major brands advertising.
Oh.
So the website really is, imagine if you had a store on Main Street. It's a place people can go get more information. They can learn more about you. But it's not, Google's not going to save your life.
No. Well, like I always say to people, it's not like someone wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go search for that business.
Exactly.
Something has to motivate you, get you aware to want to do that.
Yeah, and I deal with a lot of people all the time. Connecticut Website Company, we're about 15 years old now. We've got hundreds and hundreds of clients across Connecticut, and people do think that Google's going to save their life. And it's amazing, specific keywords that people want to show up in. There's a mentality is there's a limitless amount of traffic going to those keywords, which is not the case at all. We can run reports and say, okay, you want to show up for, restaurant in Hartford or whatever it may be. I can tell you exactly how many searches people are using Google for to search for that.
Now, do you have to pay for that?
Well, that's how much traffic there is. Then you have, you could show up organically for it, or you could pay to show up top in that. So now how much are you going to pay for a keyword that has maybe 30 people searching for a month? I'm going to use Stan as actually because me and Stan have done a lot of business together for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you called me one time when you had the hook and ladder. This goes back a bit. And you said, Rich, I'm not showing up number one in Hartford for cheeseburger. Drew, how do you shop for a cheeseburger? Do you
probably,
go online?
Yeah, I probably would say cheeseburger Hartford, Connecticut or cheeseburger Connecticut. Best cheeseburger Connecticut.
Yeah, you're looking for a restaurant. But the reality was there was no traffic going to that keyword. So even if you showed up number one for cheeseburger Hartford, it didn't matter because nobody was searching.
Right.
Most people, they know where they're going to go because they drive by a restaurant or they see an ad or they hear an ad on the radio.
Yeah, that's what motivates you. But how would a business owner know what the keywords are that people are looking for so they would know if they're going to pay for it?
Yeah, we can run reports.
Okay, so more people are looking for steak rather than cheeseburger or looking for French restaurant rather than...
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Probably the keyword that more people would be looking for in the case of a restaurant would be Restaurant Hartford. Because you're looking to go out or looking for a place maybe that has a party room or what have you.
So if someone searches Best Restaurant Hartford, would that come up if you're buying the keyword Restaurant Hartford?
It would. Yeah, it depends on, as a business owner, you can have an exact phrase that you can pay for or, it doesn't have to be an exact phrase. So if you had Restaurant Hartford, you'd be showing up.
You would, okay.
Yeah. Google kind of frowns upon, and especially if you're doing AdWords and things like that, Best Restaurant Hartford. I mean, what does that really mean? Everyone says you're the best restaurant.
Right, that's why I say, yeah.
Yeah, so they kind of, they don't really like those type of ads.
Is it more important for a business to invest into their internet for a website or to spend the money and time and investment into their social media?
Well, they both go hand in hand. You always see search engine optimization. It's SEO.
Mm-hmm.
All of that kind of works together. So Google takes signals from your social media. It takes a lot of your SEO happens on page, meaning you don't just bury keywords in the background and there's some magic wand being waved.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is Google actually will go onto your website, will index it, will send its robots. It'll take all the text and all the information, and you should add alt tags to your photos, because if you have a photo on there of a cheeseburger, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called an alt tag where you can actually name that photo, because otherwise Google doesn't know what that photo is. So you have to tell it. So, but there's all little types of signals that Google takes, including your social media, your on-page SEO, and it puts it all together. Now, we can look at a website that's ranking for a specific keyword and say, why did the search engines like that? We can actually re-engineer and see what they're doing and why Google likes that. You want to show up for cheeseburger in Hartford? Oh, look at that. On the homepage, it's listed 9 times in natural content copy. You can't just stuff keywords.
So what are the different search engines?
You have Google, which is definitely the dominant search engine. You have Bing. You have Yahoo. You have, there's a lot of different search engines.
So do you have to go into all of those search engines, or will going into one kind of cross track into another one?
Yeah, well, they all index your website, the same way. They send their robots out and it pulls the information on your site. Then it puts it into its listing. If you have a page about Cheeseburger Hartford, and then I'm a user in Hartford, hey, Cheeseburger Hartford, then, hey, we've got a page about that. Then it'll give me the result back.
So it doesn't matter which search engine you're searching those keywords for.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, they all pull from them.
And you should probably put those keywords into your radio commercial or TV commercial, whatever, so people hear that that's what they should be searching for.
Yeah, and here's something that people don't realize, too, and the way radio and a lot of other media will benefit them and their website. Google and all the search engines want to give their customers, which is me and you that use their search engine, mm-hmm. they want to give them the best results possible. They want to give them the most popular websites, because if a website's getting, X number of hits and people are staying on there for 5 minutes, Google's like, wow, this must be a pretty relative website. Mm-hmm. But one thing, radio and newspaper and magazines, when it's driving traffic to your website, that tells Google, wow, a lot of people are going directly to this website.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably rank this higher. Because the problem is, when people put up a website, you're starting from ground zero. The most important factor is longevity of a domain. So when you got a brand new website, you've got no traffic. We did a site for a guy. He wanted to do driveway sealing. We put it up on a Friday. He called me on Monday. He's like, I can't believe somebody didn't come over the weekend. Can't believe we didn't get any jobs. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's because he had no history.
He's got no history.
Yeah,
he's
no one
got
had been.
No backlinks. He's got zero traffic. It doesn't just happen because you put it up. It's just really the place where all your marketing directs to and funnels to.
Right.
So marketing still exists. It's not you put up a website. Because if that was the case, I'd just put up websites all day and I'd be retired in a week.
Well, let's take a step backwards and say, okay, so why do I, as the business owner of driveway ceiling, if you will, why do I even need a website? We know that the best advertising is word of mouth. We know that, we need to be visible in the community, whether it be newspaper, billboards, or mm-hmm. however you handle that, down a sign down at the Little League field on the back fence. But why do I need a website?
Well, think about it. It's the place that you get information. You get a phone number. You get a menu.
It's the new Yellow Pages.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's where you get testimonials.
Right.
It's
replaced the Yellow Pages as the place people search.
I love the testimonials, huh?
You look
at some of them. They're about as fake as they can be.
Yeah.
You go into Yelp and you see, this real bad review.
Yeah.
And the person was never even into the restaurant.
Exactly. And again, we're talking with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, helping businesses for 5 decades. And you can always get in touch with Stan at 860-524-3408. 860-524-3408. And we'll tell you at the end of the show how you can get a a no-fee consultation with Stan and talking with Rich Conway from Connecticut Website Company, all about websites and social media and what you need to know when running a business. And I guess as a consumer, too, right? Because you'd have to know when you're searching, what does it all mean?
The guru of websites.
You are the guru of websites. I knew you when, as the song said.
<That's right. laughs> So good. Let's reflect back on that, though. So as Drew said, it's the new Yellow Pages, which I agree with. Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we need to get the basic facts onto the on there. So if I say, okay, Connecticut websites, who are these people? So I go in and I Google or Bing or Yahoo, Connecticut websites, and I find out there's your picture. You're there live and well.
There we are.
Just so all of you know, you'll never see Rich's picture out there because he's in the background. He's the one who makes things happen.
Yeah, he's the man behind the man with a gun.
Right. There are politicians and there are politician makers. Yeah. Rich is a politician maker.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that I think separates us from a lot of people is I pretty much, most people farm out all the work. We do a lot of stuff for agencies and things like that. But the difference is I'm in on all the work that's happening. I'm not just a front-end salesperson that's out meeting
clients. You're not just sending it out to someone.
I have my fingers on everything. And we don't get involved in anything that we can't handle ourselves.
Right. So there's no one in India doing your work.
Nobody in India doing the work.
Maybe Pakistan, but not India. No, I'm
just... Nothing against them. We love them.
Well, not to digress, but an important point is we were talking earlier. What's the big new item coming up in your world right now? It's the Roku, the Amazon.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk
about
that?
Connecticut Website Company, we also have, I don't know if you call it a sister company, TelevisionSyndication.com, and we create Roku, Apple, Amazon, Android TV channels for people. And we've got a lot of people across the country that, you know, we develop these channels for them. So they, you know, they are competing with Netflix, CBS, Fox. They're on the same platforms that all these major networks are on.
So how does someone find that? We were talking before about websites. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, I want to look for that business's website. How does someone think of looking for Gulf, Hartford, Connecticut on Roku when you have a channel?
Well, it's got its own built-in search engine. It's amazing. One of the first channels I did is called The Music Network. And you can go to themusicnetwork.tv. Never done 1 ounce of promotion on this TV channel. Roku loves this channel so much, it's added it in 17 different countries.
Wow.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands of viewers.
So you know and they know how many people are searching.
Yeah, well, I can dig out the stats.
Okay.
Yeah, but my point is it's got a search engine on Roku or Apple TV that people look for things that they're interested in.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be, you know, 50 years ago or 40 years ago. Now you can find things that are in specific small niches. If you're into roller derby, guess what? There's stuff out there on roller derby where 30 or 40 years ago you couldn't find that because it wasn't mainstream enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, now you can find that.
It's a niche world.
Kite fishing or whatever you want to do. It's all there.
So how does that differ from, say, which you can look up on the internet through a TikTok or a Twitter or a YouTube.
Yeah. The difference is now everything is so fragmented, Stan, and we talked about websites. I've had people say, I don't need a website. I just do Facebook. Okay. I think less and less people are going on Facebook now. I think it's kind of run its course. I don't go on as much anymore. When I go to my timeline, it's like, all right, my dog died, so-and-so died. There's never any good news for me on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know? But not everybody's using Facebook. My point is they'll use the website. Maybe you got – and the nice part about a website and YouTube you mentioned is YouTube's the second biggest search engine in the year. So if business owners aren't utilizing YouTube and getting a link from that to put on their website, they're missing a huge authority link. And that will help with your SEO.
Do people know the with privacy being so much in the news and fake news and things being turned around or not being put online that should be put online, like Hunter Biden's story and that whole nightmare? Do people that are searching, whether it's Roku or whether it's a website or Facebook, do they know that all this is being tracked?
Yeah, I think we're being tracked no matter what we're doing.
Does that affect
cameras on us right now?
So is that why the FBI agent's standing out there in the hallway?
Exactly.
I mean, does that affect people searching?
Well, of course. I mean, if you go onto Facebook and you search for something, or if you go onto Google and search for something, all of a sudden that something is following you for the next month. You know, buy this. I'm still getting messages for something I bought a year ago.
So how many people say, I'm not going to go online?
Well, there's a lot of people now that are using something like DuckDuckGo, which is a different search engine where there's no, it's called retargeting.
Okay.
So, you know, in the cookies on your computer, everywhere you go is tracked. So it knows if you search for buying shirts or if it, you know, buying pants or whatever. Right. So for the next month, you're going to see ads about buying pants.
Exactly. Well, I was wondering if 8-9 years ago when I'm writing a commercial for a Chevrolet dealer, how come now all of a sudden I'm seeing Chevrolet ads on my Facebook?
Yeah. Which is really good for business because you can, I would say, follow people.
Yeah.
But, you know, at what point, I mean, I think you've lost the personalization and all this marketing, and you have to remember these aren't numbers, these are all people that you're
right.
So what do I as the business owner need to do to add credibility to my website? How do I get people to look at it and say, hey, this plumbing and heating firm looks pretty good?
Yeah, you really have to put some time and thought into your website. Do some videos about your company. Show people why they should use you. You know, don't have your standard 5-page website. You want to become Google and all the search engines like websites that are authority sites that educate people and not just sell people.
How about audio? Is that important on a website?
You can put audio for sure.
Because you see a lot of websites that, like what Stan was asking just now, that are like boilerplate. You just know that they just took something. Someone gave them something that 80 other people in their category
of
business.
Get rid of all the stock images. Use real pictures. Put a picture of the team on there. One thing you have to have on your website now is you have to have a terms of service and a privacy policy. That's something Google will, you know, they'll down your rankings if you do not have that. Yeah. Something that's come up within the last few years is my wife's company. I won't mention them by name, but they're a pretty decent sized retailer in Connecticut. They were sued for ADA compliance. It sounds crazy, but if somebody, you know, they're going to have an epileptic seizure and they go on your website and you got flashing lights and all of a sudden they can actually sue you and you're going to lose that case.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I am serious. So it's called ADA compliance. You can look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Domino's and Target.
Yep.
And they've all been sued.
I had a client, I guess they send people out too, because I had a client who got threatened with a lawsuit because they were advertising a price on their website and then someone walked in the store from, I don't even know where they were from. And they didn't have that item with that low price, and they got threatened with a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. But the ADA compliance is because there's so many different, if people are nearsighted, there's actually a plugin you can put on your website that helps them, you know, if they're nearsighted now, they can read your website. But if not, it's almost like, you know, you're being discriminatory against me. It's insane as it sounds.
And who's regulating that?
The problem is there's... It's just a bunch of lawsuits, and there's really nobody regulating anything.
So, Stanson, and I say it's the Wild West, yeah.
You know, it used to be let the buyer beware, but today it's let the business owner beware.
Yeah.
I remember when we had the restaurant, you know, one day I got served, and it was because of the music I was playing through the restaurant.
The royalties, the ASCAP BMI police.
Yeah, that's right. They came around to check to see, are you playing music?
Yeah, and then they measure the square footage to see what you should be paying.
And you're not going to win that battle.
Yeah, yeah, they're ruthless.
I mean, you have to have a labor lawyer on speed dial. I mean, it is, you know, I remember one situation where the cook and the waitress got into a fight. You know, and they're throwing things at each other.
Wow.
So I said, okay, guys, calm down. Okay, you're both out of here. Next thing I know, we got a letter from the Human Rights Commission. You know, can't terminate these people.
Wow. You know, talked about why would you want to start a business these days?
So you go on to the web, okay, and you start advertising, and you put on the pictures. You get a person who's a competitor who puts on a bad review about you on Yelp. What do you do? How do you get rid of it?
Yeah, what do you do?
That's easy. You can't get rid of it. And usually like a Yelp, they want you to call them ultimately because they want to sell you something. That's really it. But what you have to do is, like we talked a little bit about, make your online presence in your website. You don't have to make it a full-time job, but be aware of that it's out there, and you got to keep feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're putting new customer reviews on, because guess what? If you have 50 customer reviews and 48 are 5-star, that's okay. Those other two don't really matter.
Right.
But when you're not being proactive to that, you've got one review and it's bad, and you're too busy off, you know, running your business or what you're doing, then it's going to really have an impact.
And people, how much time do people have? I guess that's why they call you.
That's why they call us.
That was a good seg.
Every day, my life is like death by a thousand nicks.
And, talking with Rich Conway, guest with me and Stan Sadlak. Who am I? I'm Drew Wilder. He's Stan Sadlak, Steeplechase Advisors. It's your business every weekend at this time. And we talk all about business. And, Stan, you help businesses, for 5 decades with taxes, insurance, real estate, asset protection, business succession, and even personnel problems. I like saying it that way.
Drew,
maybe
we shouldn't say 50 years.
Yeah, it makes you sound like you're 90 years old.
Right? I know. That's not good.
How do people get in touch with you? And what you will offer, like a no-fee consultation?
Hey, I'm happy to talk to anybody. After 50 years,
you're not passed out on the floor, at least. But
thank goodness. So anyway, you can give me a call at 860-524-3408 or email me, stan@stsworld.net. Did I say that right, Rich? Stan@stsworld.net.
So.
Wow. 860-524-3408 for a no-fee consultation. Stan Sadlak will help you with your business, or at least find out if he can help you. That's why it's a no-fee consultation, to see if you're a good fit, good match, and whether he can help you. And Rich Conway from Connecticut Website. So how do people get in touch with you, Rich?
You can just go to ConnecticutWebsiteCompany.com. It's all spelled out. And just send us a message through the contact form, and we'll be in touch, and we'll see how we can help you or point you in the direction to where you can find help.
Wow. And there's so much involved with the internet and social media for businesses and in general. And we only covered, a quarter, if that, of what we were going to talk about. And, we'll have to have you back on. We really could. Yeah. We'll just hijack the radio station and keep talking.
Hey, we'll have to have you back again.
I'm willing, if you are.
Definitely. We'll have Rich Conway, Connecticut Website, back, and Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors. And listen at this time every weekend. And thanks so much for listening. I'm Drew Wilder. Have a great weekend.
You better take care of business, Mr.